better. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything, 800-259-9231. So take control. Of course, you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. I really do want to catch up on some emails, but our phones have been exploding recently over this Nolens situation. The terrible tragedy, of course, that's going on in the Nolens area and the surrounding parishes, I believe they're called. We focused on some of the failures of FEMA and just the failures of government, in just specifically some examples like Walmart having trucks of water being turned around by FEMA, full-on 18-wheelers full of water and supplies, just being refused outright by the federal so-called authorities. So we're focusing on sort of a different aspect. Instead of covering the human tragedy, which is definitely out there, it's being covered well by other organizations, we're focusing on the tragedy of government and how it continues to fail. And it doesn't matter, we pointed this out last night, it doesn't matter who's in the administration. Just because it's George Bush doesn't mean Bill Clinton's administration would have been able to do this any better. It's government, it's central control, it's centralized decision-making, micromanagement, and it's bound to fail. The Russians proved it. Central control doesn't work.
And, you know, there's a whole staff. I mean, FEMA is this large organization that George Bush probably doesn't pay any attention to the majority of the time. I don't see why he would be the person at fault currently.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he appointed the head of FEMA.
I don't know. Well, now FEMA's under control of the Department of Homeland Security now, and he did appoint the head of the Department of Homeland Security, for whatever that's worth.
And you could imagine that most of the funds for Homeland Security are not going towards FEMA.
No, they
probably not.
Got a busy checking people's bags at the airport.
Not to suggest that if there were more funds, that the response would have been any different. It wouldn't have. They have no incentive to respond fast or well.
Well, here, I was talking to Jason before the show about something that kind of... that I was thinking about.
Okay.
Well, why does anybody in New Orleans, which had a mandatory evacuation order on it, why do they have any right to expect anything? I mean,
why do people...
They were told to leave.
Yeah.
Get out.
Right.
It's a disaster zone and going to be shortly.
Okay, I don't think that nobody... I don't think anybody has a right to expect anything. Okay, but when you're being told that help's going to come,
that's sort of the what I'm hearing in the media. The government's failing to help these people. You know, I mean, I can see that. Of course, the government, you know, was saying that they were going to come, and I see a lot of failings here.
Yeah,
but I do have, you know, some questions.
Well, that's a failure on the media's part for focusing on the assumption that government has to help people.
I agree.
That government has some sort of obligation to protect you. And as we've shown several times on this show in the past, Supreme Court rulings have said, no, government has no obligation to protect you.
I just wonder, I mean, you know, from the point of view that, and this is an extreme example, if I throw myself into a volcano that's boiling lava, do I have the expectation that the government should save me before I hit the lava?
No one should ever have the expectation that government will save them.
It is an unreasonable and stupid expectation.
However, people have that expectation because the media presents the government as this beneficent entity that will take care of you in times of need. The media portrays it that way. The government itself portrays itself that way with its government education, talking about Social Security and the various different other things that you learn about the government while you're in school. You come to expect that mommy or daddy government is going to be there for you, you know, as that social safety net, like they call it.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Right.
I mean,
I'm just telling you where this misconception comes from. And it is a misconception, but it's very common. Where it comes from.
Well, people have clearly become more than dependent on government. And it's by government's own doing. I mean, they work their ways, and they work their way into people's personal lives as deep as they can possibly go. And people just get dependent on it.
Well, it's a sweet sounding deal too, because they advocate your responsibility. They come in and they say, "Look, you guys don't have to worry. We're going to protect your homes. government will build a levee and will protect you, make sure that you never have flooding problems. In fact, we're even going to take care of your kids. We'll send them to school. We'll take care of your parents when they're really old. I mean, who doesn't want burdens and responsibilities lifted from them? Right. It sounds so good. It sounds like
a great deal. I wish they'd send somebody to drive me to work every morning, too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool.
There you go.
But unfortunately, when the chips are down, when it's time for the government to take action, when it's time for it to show off how effective it can be and how wonderful and life-saving it can be, look at the results.
Yeah.
Look at knowledge.
All they end up showing is their ineptitude.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we're going to give you an example of what happened to about 1,000 firefighters that were called into the area from all around the country. 1,000 volunteer firefighters came in to help out in the Nolens area, responding to a request from FEMA. They put them to a training class about, like, sexual harassment for 8 hours and some various other things. While they could have been out rescuing people and helping people, just one example of the bureaucracy and how absolutely insane this is. So it would be comical, and it is still kind of funny, if people weren't starving to death within the city limits. So we'll continue to focus on this. That of course you can bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. You can bring it. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, all completely free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you ought to call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can simply log on at freestateproject.org.
I don't know where to start. There are so many different aspects to the Nolens situation. I figure I'll just focus in on this one. Military occupation has turned Nolens into a war zone. Actually, this is from the Financial Times. They gave us some coverage. Nolens is under military occupation as well as underwater, and people wave in delight at the huge convoys of troops rumbling by, some of their vehicles in desert camouflage either back or on their way to Iraq. Back from or on their way to Iraq. As in a war zone, military bases are being established in a city divided into sectors, while the Navy has moved warships up the Mississippi for helicopter operations. Martial law and curfews are enforced. This, with the arrival of thousands of troops, I've heard as many as 50,000 troops in the city, the area of Nolens.
Jeez.
Thousands of troops a week after Hurricane Katrina submerged large areas that were below sea level has heartened intensely angry residents who are living in the chaos of mass destruction, the fear of looters and criminal gangs. Now, what I wanted to kind of focus this on was, wait a minute, I thought there was something called posse comitatus, I believe that's how you pronounce it, which basically says that the military can't be used here as far as for military operations in the states.
Well, what's the
maybe I don't quite understand.
What's the military operation? I mean, aren't they...
They're setting up bases in the city. They're trying to protect the city from the looters, I suppose, and the criminal element that's running around. Because what they did was they ordered all the law-abiding citizens out, and so most of them left.
Yes, they have been given a mandatory evacuation.
Some of them were probably stubborn, and they want to have hurricane parties and things like that, so they probably stuck around and subsequently were trapped.
Well, whatever their reason is, I mean, it's their house.
Right, but
they
most,
should be able to stay.
That's true. Most of the law-abiding people left because they were asked to, which leaves just a few people left in the city. The people that refused to leave, the people that couldn't leave, because they're infirmed or they just couldn't, physically get out of there. The criminal element that is going to, is and was going to run amok in the streets, looting and breaking things and destroying and raping and that sort of thing. And the other criminal element, which is the government. So pretty much you've got two criminal gangs essentially going at it in the streets of Nolens, and a few innocent people still there, kind of caught in the crossfire. Now you've got 50,000 troops in the area. You've got the military setting up bases in the city. How much is all this going to cost when it's all said and done? How much money is the federal government going to spend on securing this husk of a city? The city that has been abandoned for the most part. What's the point of all this? I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Why are we even bothering here? This is your show. I'm not saying we shouldn't rescue people. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed, oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We're inside hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can bring up whatever you want. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 40,000 posts, almost 800 users interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out. Talking about Nolens, the tragedy there, which of course was amplified about 100-fold by the ineptitude of our federal government and local and state governments. They're pretty inept as well, but nobody could be as inept as the federal government, excepting, of course, for the UN. I think they're the only other group that could possibly be more bumbling and more confused than the United States federal government. And what we're talking about here is how apparently posse comitatus, which is a late 1700s bill that specified the military can't really be used for operations here within America, has been pretty much overturned at this point. We got 50,000 troops, allegedly, within the city limits of New Orleans right now. They're setting up military bases in there, and now they're talking about ordering people out. I mean, they already said a week ago that there was a mandatory evacuation. Some people left, some people didn't. And now there's a lot of people that are trapped there. Well, now the police are vowing, they say, to get the remaining residents out of New Orleans. As a handful of pumps, this is from the New York Times, toiled to drain the water out of a sprawling city today, the New Orleans police said they'd force the 10,000 or so residents left in the city to leave, and Louisiana officials warned of long-term damage to the area's environment. The police superintendent so-and-so said police officers and other rescue workers going door-to-door would do all they could to remove every resident still in the city of nearly 500,000 to protect themselves, to protect them from lawlessness, get them to shelters, and make sure children are fed. Mr. Cupp has told CNN, quote, "If that's necessary, we have the manpower to do it. We will do everything we can to keep this city safe. These people don't understand. They're putting themselves in harm's way." And then here's my favorite line: "We're trying to save them from themselves."
Right,
he said.
"And if we have to shoot them to do it, we will."
Oh yes.
He actually, you know, it's amazing hearing people say those things. "We're trying to save them from themselves." Our emailer here, a guy.
"And if we have to go on their property and violate their sovereignty,
yeah,
against their, you know, best wishes, we will do it."
Our emailer actually asks a couple of poignant questions. He says, "Dear FTL guys, is there any end? Now they're going to order people to leave. On what constitutional basis?"
None.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
Can't think of any.
So the police, again, this is our emailer, so the police and government officials can have the pick of the loot? Because if there's no other law-abiding citizens around to spot them looting and destroying things.
That's kind of my wonder. What I wonder about here, mm-hmm, is, you know, they're talking about restoring order to New Orleans and, you know, shooting the bad guys that have taken over, you know, that had taken over there for a little while, that kind of thing. And I wonder if, and you know, they're going to arrest the looters. Now, looters, mm-hmm, are people that stole stuff, not food. You know, I've heard all these things, yeah, mentioned on the radio. But what happens if nobody? What would happen if nobody had touched anything there? Do you think?
What do you mean if nobody?
None of the looters had looted anything.
Oh, I see.
Do you think that? Because I don't think that they're going to let anybody back in New Orleans. Like, there's going to be a mandatory evacuation for the whole time.
Yeah,
they're just going to bulldoze everything.
I don't know what this
business is.
We don't know what they're going to do to the city, but we know they're going to keep people out. We know that much.
The cops and the authorities that are allowed in there, they're going to do real well on, solid state goods and jewelry and stuff.
You better believe it.
Drive out all the competition.
That's all I can imagine that would happen.
They've already been doing it. I mean, there's been video footage of the cops in Walmart looting.
Yeah.
And if you just... if you make it so they evacuate everybody from the area, then it's copland, essentially. You've got a city full of cops, and then if there's anybody else there, it's going to be the criminals that are competing with the cops for the loot,
and those,
basically.
They are going to take care of them because they are the biggest, the cops are the biggest gang.
So they're going to save them from themselves. Again, continuing with this bureaucrat's quote, "We're going to get residents evacuated, and then we're going to get all the criminals out of New Orleans." With fires raging in some buildings and New Orleans in lockdown, the authorities said today they made 150 arrests this week as they tried to bring some order to the streets. Again, what's the point of this? We've taken calls from people that have pointed out that the situation there with the water and the gunk and just the toxic sludge that they've mentioned is in this water, the chemicals and all the garbage, I mean, it's dangerous. Yes, there are innocent people still in the city. It's dangerous for them to be there because of the conditions. Even if the water recedes when it goes away, you're going to have so much damage. It's mind-boggling how much damage there's going to be from this water. I mean, feet upon feet of water damage. I've seen water damage, what it does when there's a foot of water in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to recover from. But to damage an entire city, I mean, that's usually limited. Usually maybe a few houses on a street, mm-hmm, get that kind of damage, just a little bit of damage. We're talking about an entire city's worth of damage to that extent.
And none of this could have ever been caused unless the government had built and maintained the levees.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You have to have this stupid situation of a government deciding to build levees to reclaim swampland so that poor people can live on them. And, you know, basically they can have housing for poor people. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It is crazy that the system even existed.
What, seriously, what are their options at this point? You've got a ghost city.
But they should knock it down. Well, here's what should happen. My point of view is this. New Orleans is as it is, and you own what you own. If you own a plot of land that's 10 feet underwater, well, good luck selling it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
It's a risk you take. Right?
But the fact is, they're talking about numbers, $200 billion. That's more than we've spent on the Iraq war so far. $200 billion to rebuild New Orleans in federal tax money.
That means our money.
I have to pay money to rebuild somebody's house in New Orleans.
Because some bureaucrats in the New Orleans area decided to build a city at or below, you know, below sea level, basically.
Of course, the city was built in, you know, the 1700s.
That's true.
Not the levees.
Not the levees.
The French Quarter is dry right now, my friend.
Yes, it is.
And that's the portion that was built.
Mm-hmm.
So if the city would have stayed within its natural geographical boundaries, then there wouldn't have been a problem. But, in fact, we pushed on.
Now, you're saying that people should just deal with it, you know, sell the property if they can. However, that's a sensible solution. What I'm asking is, what is it that realistically could happen? Because the government's not going to, I don't think they're going to make sensible choice. Are they going to burn the city down? Are they just going to scrap the entire thing? Are they going to bring in, construction equipment?
Yeah, they're going to bring
equipment
in,
and knock buildings down?
Bulldozers, front-end loaders.
Recovering from this flood damage is not going to be something you can really do without rebuilding, can you?
They're going to use the debris for fill in these levees. They're going to make the levees twice as big, and they're going to crush the debris and use it as fill inside these levees, mm-hmm. and mix it with the sand. That's what I suspect they'll use it for.
So all of this is going to cost some serious bucks. You already said $200
billion.
We're talking about spending this is not cheap, having 50,000 troops occupying the streets of a husk of a city. There's nobody there. You're talking about controlling the so-called chaos, controlling the criminal element, but really, what does it matter at this point? What would it matter if the federal government just disappeared, just went away tomorrow? And the city of New Orleans was just allowed to stand as it is,
mm-hmm.
and allow the free market to come in and take care of whatever it needs to. What would happen then?
Well, I can't say for certain, but I can tell you that land the French Quarter is on and the dry land around New Orleans is very valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
but now you've got the feds locking everybody out,
and
including people that want to come help out, which is sick. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about 1,000 firefighters that came down to help things out. And we'll tell you what FEMA told them to do. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. when it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to SFRCorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. And, of course, you can talk about anything. Political issue, personal problem. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them. In fact, you can sign up for our podcast. We'll deliver the archives to you automatically if that is the case. And did I mention they're free? Oh, also, you can go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you can click on a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they will take you to months worth of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
Today, over 740,000 people are celebrating their birthdays. Tomorrow, another 740,000 people will celebrate theirs. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, I know an 800 number that you can call. It's 1-800-Flowers.com, or excuse me, 1-800-Flowers. They have the freshest flowers and so much more. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10%, good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice.
We're talking about the tragedy in New Orleans. We're talking about the fact that it's pretty much all government's fault. This is all a result of central planning, all of the failures that people are seeing, and they are seeing the failures. We played a video clip yesterday of Aaron Broussard, the president of Jackson Parish, Louisiana. He very simply was able to outline the fact that he knew bureaucracy was the problem here. People are reporting it in the news. The media is calling it red tape. That's what. Have you noticed that? They've been talking about how the red tape is holding people up from doing things. The red tape is preventing organizations like the Red Cross from coming in and giving people aid. The red tape prevented the three tractor trailers full of water that Walmart sent in, had to turn them around and send them back. Oh. This is all red tape.
Can't do anything about it. It's red tape.
As though we can just redo the government bureaucracy so there's no more red tape, to make it so a bureaucracy doesn't act bureaucratic, slow, plodding, and stupid, and inefficient. It's not possible. We're so uneducated in this country, and it's another fault of government. Government controls the education system for the most part in America. And let me give an example of one of the ways this is playing out, the ways that our cluelessness as a population is just allowing the feds to step all over people in this case. You've got FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They are in control. They have taken control, and they're giving the orders within the New Orleans area. Okay? They control, they own the city at this point, basically. So FEMA's who everybody looks to when they want permission to do something. Of course,
you know, that's very apt. They own the city. They really are acting like they own the city.
Right, they're going to
get
people out.
They don't effing own the city. Every property owner in that city owns the city.
Not according to FEMA.
The pieces of it.
Not according to FEMA.
And if I want to go and live in my house that's a disaster area, or it might, my house might be in the dry area.
Uh-huh.
What if my house was spared? I'm in the French Quarter,
yeah.
And I'm, you know, independently wealthy. Now, I'm not wealthy. I'm just independently wealthy. I don't have to work very hard for my money or whatever, or I sell stuff on eBay or whatever.
Uh-huh.
My house is fine, and I'm handled as far as working.
You're not allowed.
Why the heck can't I live in my house?
Manwich, how long have we been doing this show?
Couple years.
Yeah. You'd think you would have learned by now that property rights are out the window.
They really don't seem to mean much.
Gone.
Yeah, how many times does the government have to throw it in people's faces that they don't own their property? We had it happen back in June of this year when the Supreme Court came down with their ruling, the landmark case, Kelo versus New London, which basically said government can take your property any old time it wants to and give you a pittance in return for it. That's one significant decision. Now you've got the government saying, well, let's see, if you're in New Orleans, we're going to force you out at gunpoint at this point because you don't own your property. Well, wait, this is my house. This is my area.
Settle down. It's for your own good.
But I'm fine.
Justin's trying to protect you from yourself.
That's exactly what they said.
Yep.
That was their excuse. Why is it Americans put up with this crap? We've just been totally brainwashed to think that the government is who we have to look to. That this higher authority, this federal government, this central... And by the way, that's not what I mean. It's not really an authority because if you do your research, you'll find out that this government was created by the people. We created the government, the federal government, for our purposes. To serve us, right? To serve the American people. They're supposed to be the servant class. Instead, they've turned into the ruling class. And everybody just sort of shrugs their shoulders and accepts it. Oh, you're giving bad orders? You're an incompetent bureaucracy? Okay, I'll listen to you. You've got guns. I'm not going to stand up to you. People, they could stand up, like these 1,000 firefighters. You are not going to believe this. From Atlanta, not long after some 1,000 firefighters sat down for 8 hours of training, the whispering began. What are we doing here? As New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin pleaded on national television for firefighters, his own are exhausted after working around the clock for a week, a battalion of highly trained men and women sat idle on Sunday in a muggy Sheraton Hotel conference room in Atlanta. Many of the firefighters assembled from Utah and throughout the United States by none other than the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, thought they were going to be deployed as emergency workers.
Well, that would make sense.
You're a firefighter. You're trained for emergency situations. Seems like the primary thing that they should be doing with their time. Well, instead, they have learned that they're going to be community relations officers for FEMA, shuffled throughout the Gulf Coast region to disseminate flyers and a phone number. Then they give the 800 number for FEMA. On Monday, some firefighters stuck in the staging area at the Sheraton peeled off their FEMA-issued shirts and stuffed them in their backpacks, saying they refused to represent the federal agency.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's good for them. However, they can't really go and do anything about it beyond peeling off their shirts and talking to the news media. Because if these angry firefighters that realize their talents are being squandered by this federal agency were to, get in a truck and head into the city or get into some boats and paddle into the city, the FEMA scum, the thugs that they have there, would order them back at gunpoint.
Yeah, they would.
And are the firefighters going to shoot the thugs? Probably not.
Probably not.
So pretty much you've got 1,000 firefighters that are sitting on their thumbs in Atlanta waiting for orders to do something of a different nature. Instead, while they wait, some of them are probably following their orders and disseminating flyers to people. On Monday, some firefighters pulled off their shirts. Here's what the feds had to say about it. The FEMA spokeswoman, I was tempted to say something else after that, Mary Hudak says, quote, "I'd go back and ask the firefighter to revisit his commitment to FEMA, to firefighting, and to the citizens of this country."
Screw FEMA. So I feel.
Yeah.
The firefighters, or at least the fire chiefs who assigned them to come to Atlanta, knew what the assignment would be, said the bureaucrat. "The initial call to action very specifically says we're looking for two-person fire teams to do community relations," she said. "So if there's a breakdown, it was likely in their own departments." So FEMA's claiming, look, we put out this request that said we wanted community relations people, and you sent us all these firefighters. Well, you put out the request to firefighters, so it's understandable. Have you ever played that game when your kids called telephone?
Well, it,
where people sit around in a circle?
It absolutely is. Yep. It does make perfectly good sense. FEMA's sent us a request for volunteer men. Raise your hands if you volunteer for FEMA.
Right.
I mean, this is easy stuff to realize how it got confused, I suppose.
And then they showed up in Atlanta waiting for assignments and to be told what to do, and they were told to, you need to take an 8-hour class about sexual harassment. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal. 800-259. 9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, they have not just sent us any old photograph. They've sent us a photo that they specifically took for the purposes of sending to Free Talk Live to show that they actually do listen to the show. And the way they do it typically is some sort of signage that references the show or references one of the co-hosts or one of the hosts or something like that. And so, because they have proven themselves, we put them on the shrine, and we do appreciate it, ladies. So check it out, freetalklive.com. It is not a beauty contest. We are talking about how terrible the federal government is, how badly it has responded to the emergency situation in Nolens, and, of course, it couldn't possibly respond really much better. They're a slow, inefficient bureaucracy. There's no amount of restructuring, no amount of funding increase, nothing that they can do beyond cutting the agency loose and letting it be funded voluntarily that would ever fix this situation. So the only way to make it so this, if this happens again, when tragedy like this strikes again, because somebody else pointed out, I think it was Keith Olbermann, I guess he went off from MSNBC, he went off on the government, basically saying, you've got this big, omnipotent, anti-terror state that has been created, right, with the Department of Homeland Security and all these other departments of security and implementations of security practices, random searches of bags in New York City, the security apparatus that we see with the TSA, this huge bureaucracy at the airports. This is supposedly a secure, safe country now, right? We've got the Department of Homeland Security. All of this government is in place to protect people, allegedly. But look, they can't even protect people from a little bit of flooding. I mean, if this is their response to flooding, what's their response to a biological attack going to be?
Well, it's going to be just as incompetent.
More so, if not, because there'll be more pressure on at that point.
You know, it's going to be like those old warnings in schools. They say, oh, if the bomb's coming, everybody get under your desk and curl into a ball.
And kiss your butt goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always wondered about that as a kid when I was in school. Why are we, it's a tornado warning, why are we getting under the desks?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it really doesn't. Anyway, Robert emailed us, and he's come up with an acronym for FEMA. Now, it really stands for Federal Emergency Management Agency. However, Robert suggests that it might actually really stand for Failing Every Minute Always. Or one of our board ops suggests that it might stand for F, the Emergency Management Administration. So, not like we're going to make a contest out of this because we don't have anything to award you. But if you want to come up with your own acronym for FEMA, we'd sure like to hear it. At 1-800-259-9231, maybe pointing out how incompetent and stupid that they are. Because we're talking about these firefighters, over 1,000 different firefighters, brought in at FEMA's request from around the country. And the firefighters, they kind of jumped to a conclusion. They didn't quite communicate what FEMA had told them, because FEMA claims that it requested firefighters for community relations jobs. Now, the firefighters were probably just told, hey, FEMA needs volunteers. Who's going to sign up? So 1,000 of them volunteered. They all got sent down to Atlanta and then found themselves put in an 8-hour training class. One fire chief from Texas agreed that the call was clear to work as community relations officers, but he wonders why the 1,400 firefighters FEMA attracted to Atlanta aren't being put to better use. He also questioned why the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, of which FEMA is a part, has not responded better to the disaster. See, this is what we just don't understand in this country. We don't get it. Even though government has failed and failed and failed and failed over the past decade after decade after decade. I mean, one example after another. It doesn't necessarily have to be during a tragic situation like this. It can just be everyday failures, like with the war on drugs, the war on terrorism, the war on poverty. You name the government program, it has failed to do what it originally intended to do. Now, we can see it on Free Talk Live. Why can't everybody else see that? They just seem to think that government, if it was just done the right way, would work well.
But instead, there's no profit motive, and government's never going to work as efficiently as private industry.
And that's right. But people don't get it. They really feel like there's some sort of tweak that could be made. Why didn't this work? They're going to have an investigation panel that's going to investigate what went wrong. But what went wrong was the government exists, and it's taken control of people's lives. That's what went wrong. People have been brainwashed into thinking that the government can save them from things. That's what went wrong, and we're still brainwashed. The people that are realizing there are problems don't come up with the right solutions. Their solutions are always, well, let's reorganize, or let's increase the funding. Somebody did something wrong, let's fire somebody. These are not concrete. They're not going to do anything that's going to make a difference in the future. It'll just make it so the government can go, hey, look, we reorganized.
Hooray.
It's been the biggest reorganization of the Government Emergency Services Group in the past 30 years. Aren't you proud of us, America?
Reform. That's what we're doing. And it'll only cost you 10% more.
Yeah. The firefighters were told to bring backpacks, sleeping bags, first aid kits, and meals ready to eat. They were told to prepare for austere conditions. Many of them came with awkward fire gear and expected to wade in floodwaters, sift through rubble, and save lives. According to one Texas firefighter, quote, they've got people here who are search and rescue certified, paramedics, hazmat certified. We're sitting here having a sexual harassment class while there are still victims in Louisiana who haven't even been contacted yet. The firefighter, who's encouraged his superiors back home not to send any more volunteers for now, declined to give his name because FEMA has warned them not to talk to reporters.
Wow.
What is this? What is this insanity? Can anybody defend this organization, FEMA?
You will not be subordinate.
800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can call in about anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you have yet to vote for us this month, please do so. We need to make sure we stay in the number one spot. We currently are in the number one spot at podcastalley.com, but with your help, we will guarantee our number one dominance throughout the entire month. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, if you have voted this month, tell some friends about the show. Let them know about Free Talk Live and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the inadequacy of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Bureaucracy. They, of course, are totally clueless, and they're in charge in Nolens. In fact, they are keeping people out who really want to go in and help people. Volunteers that really actually want to, I don't know, actually save some lives instead of sit around in sexual harassment training seminars, which is what FEMA ended up doing with 1,000 or so volunteer firefighters that came into Atlanta to help out with the situation. They put them through an 8-hour training class. And here, I mean, their excuses are just amazing. According to, let's see, one firefighter from California, okay, Louis Botta, coordinating officer for FEMA, said, sending out firefighters on community relations makes sense. See, what they did was they got this, they got 1,000 firefighters in and then said, oh, you think you're going to be here to save people? You're going to be community relations. We're going to send you around the area with flyers and an 800 number. Well, according to FEMA, this makes sense. The firefighters have already had background checks and meet the qualifications to be sworn as a federal employee. That's what's foremost and important to FEMA, is that the people be sworn in as a federal employee before anything else happens of a saving lives nature. You have to meet the qualifications to be able to save lives, according to FEMA. And so they have medical training that will prove invaluable as they come across hurricane victims in the field. Wait, in the communities surrounding the areas, they're going to come across hurricane victims that need medical attention? If you're in the surrounding areas, you've likely managed to get yourself to a hospital if, you know, that's what you need. I mean, I suppose that's kind of a stretch, suggesting that as they go around from neighborhood to neighborhood handing out flyers, they might encounter someone that needs medical attention.
Yeah, it's kind of like sending emergency medical workers to New Jersey after 9/11.
Here's what one firefighter from California said. He says he feels ill-prepared to even carry out this job that FEMA has assigned to him. He says in the field, Hurricane Katrina victims will approach him with questions about everything from insurance claims to financial assistance. He says, my only answer to them is 1-800-blah-blah-blah-FEMA, he said. I'm not used to being in the know. That's all he's got. They're sending these firefighters out, giving them 8-hour training classes so they can go out and give people an 800 number. Let's go to the phones to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I think it's fulfilling edicts, murdering America.
Edicts, murdering America.
That's a good one. Maybe murdering Americans, but good one, man. I appreciate that. Any final thoughts for us?
I'd never thought I'd live in a country where I was having to study the way SWAT teams come into your home to defend myself. You know, I mean, it really is going to be a standoff between us and the police at the last point.
I hope we can stop it before that.
It's hard to believe it's going to come to that point, but it's looking like it might. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
You there?
You got about 10 seconds, buddy.
I'll commit myself and tell you guys that if a few of the people in Nazi Germany would have resisted, it never would have went down.
Absolutely right about that.
And
we've got
to
stand up. Thanks, Jeff. We will resist. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struck?